این سخن پایان ندارد. هوش دار، هوش سوی قصه خرگوش دار. گوش خر بفروش و دیگر گوش خر، که این سخن را در نیابد گوش خر. رو تو رو به بازی خرگوش بین، مکر و شیراندازی خرگوش بین. خاتم ملک سلیمان است علم، جمله عالم صورت و جان است علم. آدمی را زین هنر بیچاره گشت، خلق دریاها و خلق کوه و دشت. زو پلنگ و شیر ترسان همچون موش، زو نهنگ و بحر در صفرا و جوش. زو پری و دیر ساحل ها گرفت، هر یکی در جای پنهان جا گرفت. آدمی را دشمن پنهان بسی است، آدمی با هزار عاقل کسی است. خلق پنهان زشتشان و خوبشان، میزند بر دل به هر دم کوبشان. بحر قسل در روی در جویبار، بر تو آسیبی زند در آب خار. گرچه پنهان خار در آب است پست، چون که در تو میخلد دانی که هست. خارخار وسوسه، خارخار وحی ها و وسوسه، از هزاران کس بود نه یک کسی. باش تا حس های تو مقدم شود، تا ببینی مشکل حل شود. تا سخن های کیان رد کرده ای، تا کیان را سرور خود کرده. Before going, bear with me, please. I'm very bad in this, learning the names. And I have some names here that doesn't match to anyone. Because I see your faces, and I have no idea about your name except Am. So I will not Am, but I would like to learn little by little. If I call it all and you will say I am me and thing, doesn't do anything to me. I know that by experience. So only a couple of it for today. Kathy Karen Seattle.
Katie.
Katie.
Carnes.
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 Excuse my pronunciation, especially now. But Haki.
Haku.
Haku. How do you pronounce it?
Haku.
Haki.
Haku.
Turkish.
I beg your pardon?
Baba gave it to him.
The guy is offended over there. It's Arabic.
The king of Baba.
Yeah. Turkish, but it's Arabic. It's Hak.
Right.
Haka is that word that I try to put it in at least 9 English words for you. Haki means belonging to that. So it's Arabic. Defend yourself. Michael Bordeaux.
Boudreaux.
That's you. Rayhan Gray. Michael Hafiz. Thank you for that. I believe the only one that will remain in my mind will be Rayhan.
Being a Persian.
Yeah, because Rayhan is a lovely word in Persian. And in Arab as well. I mean, yeah. Don't worry. You will not find another Persian who gives all the credits to Arab language. And you see you're not satisfied? Oh my God! Oh my God! Thank you.
That's the name of the script. Name of the script, too.
What does Rayhan mean?
Rayhan means, first of all, Rayhan is one kind of herb.
Herb, yeah, basil? Okay.
No, first of all, because this is superficial. Then Rayhan comes from Rayah, it means smell, good smell. Perfume is Rayhan, nobly. But mainly it comes from the verb Rih, which is Rah, and is Ruh, means a spirit.
Ruh,
yeah. Riyahi somehow. But the main word is Ruh over here, which is a spirit. The breath of God. Because good smell, good perfume to us is him. Somehow it's like that, Arabic language. Because when you talk about smell, you talk about something that you know when you are in a state of ignorance. When you are not there, you are far, far away from something. Far away from seeing, touching, and tasting it, the smell it. So that's what it is. The smell will take you to the place that you don't know even. Rumi later will say that there is, you know what? You want to feel good? There is this beautiful garden. You have to come there. And I'm sorry, we cannot bring the garden to you. We'll bring you one rose. Maybe you follow the smell, you find the garden. That's what the smell is. So Rayhan, at the same time which is a herb, it is the plural word for all the good smells. When we talk about the springtime, you talk about Rayhan, because all the good smells are coming out and things like that. But the main word is Ruh. Ruh, Rahri, it goes like that. So Rayhan comes from spirituality, in a way. Means that.
The very first meaning that I heard when I was given the name was that it was one of the gates of paradise. So that would be the gate of Ruh or
No, it's more complicated than that. They refer to the story that I was telling to you, that something could lead you from somewhere that you don't know of, just the smell will lead you. That's a gate to the paradise. The gate of the paradise is not really a gate. A way to. But at that time they call it gate. Means a way to paradise. One way to paradise is to follow the smell of the goodness. Yes. That way.
Merci.
Thank you for your patience. Yes.
Question. I was just going to say that the sense of smell is physiologically different from all the other senses, because the receptors are actually direct neurons. There's no extra layer of receptors, so it goes directly into the brain, through an extension of the brain. So physiologically, there's no extra layer of receptors. So neuroscientists see it's a very different sense from the other senses.
It is the very basic. It's even more than that, because when we talk about the smell, normally we talk about the perfumes, somehow, the thing that we could smell. But the smell is something which is governing the life of almost all living creatures in Amazon. Because the water is milky and nobody sees anything. So they smell each other. That's something that we don't get it, because the smell for us is this and only that. Smell is the main receptor which is used by all animals.
It's the most primitive.
Especially the most primitive, which we do the magical trick, because the main and the most important part of you call it coupling or love making, right, is that the smell of that pheromone, that we don't know why it does that, because it's a magical chemical stuff that happens, that smell. It's so important that the French, they discovered it, the importance of that. You remember? They invented the perfume. Instead of bathing, they realized that they smell awful. So they invented perfume. Not even yet. Have you ever lived in France?